Reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10.
And that voice was of Michael Thomas, a friend, a growing good friend, the last, I guess, a year or so that we've gotten to know each other. In fact, I had you on last year during Mark and Friends, and just last week, a week ago tomorrow, last Tuesday during Testimony Tuesday, we had Rachel Thomas on. Mm-hmm. And so before we get into the interview and we share some of your faith journey and the exciting things that you're seeing done through the Salvation Army here in Springfield, I gave your wife ample time to do some shout-outs about you, and she kind of gushed on you. But I had told her that the reason she was in the studio is you had gushed on her, and you said, Mark, you're going to love my wife. She's so gifted. Her testimony is powerful. She has a real heart for people. She's engaged in the community, and she really sees her jewelry business as a ministry. And she said, I've been so blessed to sit down with people and talk with them about their life and their experiences. And so, listening friend, if you missed last Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, it is archived at WLUJ.org, also at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. But in the studio with me is Michael Thomas. And how best to introduce you and then do a shout out for your beloved Rachel?
Thanks again, Mark, for allowing me to be here with you today. I always enjoy it. You know, today, talking about the Salvation Army, I have the privilege of serving as the chairman of the board for the Salvation Army. Of course, I work for Express Employment Professionals, but they allow me the opportunity to serve many in the community. And yeah, my wife is certainly a blessing. I love that she was on here because she's very shy, but she enjoyed her time with you. And yeah, it was a great segment.
I think about a month or two before that, you said, Mark, I think if you need somebody to come in, my wife has a special testimony. And that was shared how she grew up aware of God, but because of disappointments and different circumstances in her life, she turned away from him and then sought after crystals and witchcraft and other things that she came to that turning point. And it was a powerful testimony. I know my chairman of the board and other people text me and said, wow, that was wonderful. And a friend wanted to know more about the jewelry. In fact, I didn't do the shout out. She brought Holly a little ring and Holly loved it. And so very sweet. And I had her on because your recommendations, but I said, I need to have you both back at some point to share a little of that love story. And you were instrumental in helping lead her to the Lord or pointing towards Christ as she was searching and growing. And so I wanted to have you in for a couple different reasons. And it's too bad that Major Jeff Eddy couldn't be here. Circumstances was such where he had to be with family. And so we don't have him in the studio. We're going to have him back in the coming week, because God is doing a powerful thing at the Salvation Army Community Center here in Springfield and through the many services. And I want him to do all the shout outs on the things that he's engaged in with the community. But I want to tell one little story about you and I meeting up a few weeks ago. I referenced it a little when Rachel was on, but as we're raising up the First Lady Ministry, and that's ministering to pastors' wives, we want to encourage them. We want to equip them and empower them in their high calling. And so I've been praying for that for about 3 or so years. I thought, what could we do unique in Springfield? Just because God is working and doing something at one place doesn't necessarily mean he wants that same thing done somewhere else. And so I thought, what is a need that nobody is reaching out or touching or doing? And I thought, I don't think anyone's doing anything for pastors' wives. And with Joyce being our station manager, I thought, oh, this will work out. And with Holly being all in and Ani, our new employee, loving to reach women also. She's only 25, but she has a heart for youth, but she thinks this is a great ministry. And so I was just praying up, well, Lord, I think we have the theme and the focus, but we need a location. And there was like a tea room in Springfield, and I wanted something that was very women friendly, you know, with umbrellas and fabric and doilies, you know, the stuff where us guys, we could be in a warehouse on the floor, you know, it doesn't matter. But I wanted it to be really nice and inviting. But you and I touched base, and maybe we're coordinating your wife coming in to do an interview. And you said, you should come by sometime and get to know our center. It's a fabulous facility, and I drive by it all the time. In fact, I had been in there one time because I wanted to see the gymnasium because of your pickleball, and I just wanted to see what it was like, but I didn't get a tour. And so you brought me in and met a bunch of incredible staff and wonderful people that are all in. Their hearts are right. And then you showed me, you said, well, we have this room. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I hope we'd have more first ladies, pastors' wives than 15 or 20. And then you said, down there's this room, and there's this art room, and then there's this. And then we came around the corner, and there's that wonderful cafeteria, multi-purpose room that's really nice. And I said, you know, there's a good feeling here. It's warm and inviting, and yet we could get 150 ladies in here. And so I thought, Lord, could this be the place? It'd be so nice to just have it confirmed so we can move forward. Gosh, this is getting to be more about this.
Anyways,
we're going to bring you back into this conversation. So, and then you said, hey, let me show you our worship center. And so there's the cafeteria, and then the doors are right there. Mm-hmm. So we walk right through, and I'm like, this is fabulous, beautiful setting, a stage, sound system and everything, and then nice chairs, nice comfortable big chairs, and you can fit another 150 or 200 maybe in there. It's where you have the worship service, I think.
Yeah, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m., just a nice congregation. Major Jeff Eddy brings forth the word. We get traveling officers from the Army from time to time, so there'll be somebody that knows an instrument, and they'll pick that up, and yeah, it's just been a blessing for us, for our ministry.
Well, I thought, wow, that's like icing on the cake in case God has it be a little time of worship, and then we eat, and then the speaker. And so this is kind of the first official announcement. I think we have our lineup of the first four speakers, but I'm going to stop at just the first one right now, and it's going to be Rachel Kramer. She's a part of the Kramers. So most people that know Southern Gospel will know, oh, the Kramers, they travel all over the country. They're well known. It's a family, and they're very gifted artists. In fact, I think they're putting on a special concert in Peoria in May for the Child Evangelism Fellowship. But anyways, Donna Leland said, Mark, if you could get Rachel Kramer, she'll knock it out of the park. Mm. People will love her. She's a gifted speaker and presenter and singer-songwriter and so forth. And so she agreed, and she'll be coming in on April 2nd. So if you're a first lady, if you're a pastor's wife, we want to love on you and encourage you and bless you and build you up. And so we'll have a free lunch available. It'll be a tasty lunch. It'll go from noon until 1:30. We're going to meet the first Tuesday of every month. So the first ladies on the first Tuesday beginning April 2nd. So I don't know, it's like 36 days away. And so the Salvation Army has bent over backwards to be welcoming. And so part of my story, so you give me this tour. I love the facility. I'm thinking, God, is this where it's going to all happen and you're going to bring it together? So we say our goodbyes. I'm sitting out in my car for about 30 or 40 minutes. I was doing texts and emails and following up on things. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, Lord, please confirm this, because sometimes with all the red tape and it could take weeks and panels and discussions. And I think in about 30 or 35 minutes, I hadn't even left your parking lot yet. You text me and you said, hey, it's a go. The major's on board. He loves the idea of reaching pastors' wives and encouraging and blessing them. And we have this great facility and let's use it. And I'm like, what? Yes, that quick. And so in the last like 10 or 12 days, we've been putting together invites. And even this past BMIC men's retreat that I was at, we are encouraging the pastors that attended to send their wives to make sure they sign up and get involved. But it's really going to be a special ministry. We're calling it First Lady Ministry for Pastors' Wives, where we want to encourage, equip, and empower them in their high calling. We're going to provide a delicious lunch and then an encouraging speaker, and then wonderful fellowship will be fostered because we're bringing a diverse group of first ladies, pastors' wives together beginning April 2nd. So it'll always be held on the first Tuesday. So it's the first ladies on the first Tuesday of every month. And I'm posting on the WLUJ website. You'll see a little thing about, I have my superpower. I'm a pastor's wife, I think is what it, and there's a little graphic and you can click on it and there's a registration form. And I think we have about 30 or 40 different topics. Wow. That we'll be covering, all to say thank you, God, for the vision that you and Major Jeff has to reach the community and all the great work you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you know firsthand, because when you shared your testimony, circumstances in your life were such where mm-hmm. you didn't know if you're going to be employable, you didn't know where you're going to be next, how you're going to provide for yourself. And so give us a little snapshot into that testimony, and then tell us some of the wonderful things God's doing through the Salvation Army here in Springfield.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Mark. And yeah, the First Ladies Luncheon just aligns so well with our heart and our ministry. So we're just excited to have you guys there. So about 15 years ago, I was not living for the Lord, and I was wrapped up in drugs and alcohol and just that lifestyle. And it was my fifth time incarcerated, and I cried out to God, God, if you're real, show me you're real. And mm-hmm. through some different events with the chaplain in the church service there, I got connected with the ministry here in Springfield, a discipleship program, and I paroled here. And on paper, I'm not very attractive because of my past life, and I must have put in 75 different applications in about 2 months' time, and just getting discouraged, really. Mm-hmm. And the Salvation Army gave me a phone call, and they said they had a job in the warehouse, and you know, I was very upfront with them, and they said, your background doesn't matter to us. Mm-hmm. And what I thought was only going to be a temporary job in a warehouse, within a few short months, I was promoted into the production supervisor and had about 40 to 50 employees at different times and 5 stores I was mm-hmm. responsible for. But more than that, you know, I worked at the Adult Rehabilitation Center, which at the time was a form of ministry that the Salvation Army did here in the Springfield area for over 50 years. And it was men just like mm-hmm. me that were broken and homeless and hurting and needed the Lord. So, you know, God not only provided a job in my time of need, he provided me with people that I mm-hmm. could encourage, that they could encourage me. You know, I was just a little further along than some of those men were, but I knew where they were coming from and where they were hoping to go, because God had brought me out of that mm-hmm. life. And so, yeah, it just became an awesome, awesome time for me. And, you know, I didn't know then, but I can say now I'll serve with the Salvation Army until the day I die if they allow me to, just because of the opportunity they gave me, you know. And that morphed into, you know, I was leading a men's meeting there on Sundays for a number of years, of course, to getting to the point where I could serve on the board, and just a wealth of relationships and God experiences through that time with the Salvation Army. And, you know, fast forward, anyone that's familiar with Springfield knows the journey that the Salvation Army has had here with, you know, the high-speed rail project. And at one time, we had a building on 9th Street there that was the old Horace Mann building, and all these different things that, you know, we recognized it was God's hand saying, not now. And now we're blessed to have the old Gold Gym building at 600 East Clear Lake, and extraordinary things are happening there, from youth services to outreach, veteran services. You know, we're blessed in Springfield. Archie Ford heads up our veteran services. We have one of the lowest veteran homeless populations in the nation that goes to the work of Archie and the volunteers and things at the Salvation Army. Of course, homeless ministry is always going to be something that we do, and we're very passionate about. And we believe full-heartedly in the gospel, you know, and Jesus says, go out and make disciples. And we do that in a lot of different ways, from food pantry. We have a Pathway of Hope program, which is social services, but it's more goal setting and accountability. And we want to support those people. We don't want to just pay their bill mm-hmm. or solve their problem. We want to teach them how to become God-sufficient. You know, some will say self-sufficient, but we truly believe that if God's hand is in your life and you're wanting to get better, he'll make that path straight mm-hmm. for you. And so, yeah, we're very blessed to have that facility, and it's strategically placed, you know, on the east side, and the awesome things that are happening over there are extraordinary.
And great parking. It's 3 stories, gymnasium. Mm-hmm. It's just fabulous, and all the office space. But would there be enough room for these ladies, these first ladies, these pastor wives? And like you said, Mark, we can set up the tables this way. We can do mm-hmm. that. You can utilize this. And if it's a smaller group, or maybe you have a group that wants to go to another room to pray. And I was like, this is not only state of the art and modern and lovely, but it could accommodate growth and development. And what I appreciate about you, Michael, and then also Major Jeff, your vision for the community. How can we use this facility for God's glory to help services? But not only help services, what I love about the Salvation Army, and I love this about the Champagne Group too, is you get to share the gospel. Mm-hmm. You get to share hope. So you're not funded by the government or restricted by them. You can lead people to Jesus. You can talk about Jesus. And that's something that you're passionate about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we just get to be who God's called us to be, right? And we get to be the true hands and feet of Jesus in this community. And we open up our board meetings with prayer. And we say no to some organizations that want to use our facility because, sure, it's a nice facility, but their mission and vision and the things they do may not align with the gospel. And at the end of the day, that's who we're representing is Jesus Christ. And we're not shy about that, and that can ruffle some people the wrong way. And, that's something they have to come to grips with because we're not going to change our stance. And we're going to continue to talk to people about the Lord.
So listening friend, because there's a number of Salvation Army centers throughout our listening area, which is wonderful, like Decatur and Springfield and Champaign-Urbana, Bloomington and other areas, it's a fine, wonderful ministry that's serving real tangible needs in people's lives through food, through education, through various services that they provide. But they also have a church and they also encourage people on their faith journey to follow Jesus. It's a wonderful, wonderful ministry organization. And I can only shout out and say wonderful things because of how they allowed me to set up a studio in the Champaign building, the Red Shield Center, and your accommodations here for the First Lady Ministries, I think is going to be fabulous. And we talked about even Donna Leland coming in and maybe doing a puppet ministry and doing some things, some crafts. And you have a craft room for children and special areas where it just makes it great for children that are playing upstairs the basketball. And like I mentioned, I haven't done the pickleball yet, but I'm being told that that's my next step forward as I'm getting older. And
we have a faithful following of pickleball people. And what most people don't know, and I'll share it on the airwaves, is we pray over that building. We pray over the doorways. So people may be coming there for a different reason, but they're getting some Jesus and some spirit when they walk into that building.
Well, Mike, I'm thinking there's somebody scanning the dial and they fell on one of our 19 frequencies and they're hearing this God talk, but they're unemployed or they're underemployed and they're searching through life and trying to find the right fit. Tell them a little about how you're like a matchmaker. You take people with various skills and put them in positions where they can thrive and be useful and earn a living.
Yeah. How ironic, when I got to Springfield about 15 years ago, I wasn't able to find employment. And, I shared about the Salvation Army, of course, giving me my opportunity. But I've been with Express Employment Professionals for about 6 years now. And that's what we do as an organization. We don't charge applicants no money. Companies cover our cost. And we're very fortunate to be in this market for coming up on 43 years. So we work with about 300 different companies throughout the calendar year. And we employ individuals from very entry level, kind of general laborers, all the way up to the C-suite. And I have about 20 recruiters and we interview you and we get to know you and we become your agent. And again, it's a no-cost service to you and we get to match you up with the companies that we serve. And sometimes depending on your life situation, that may be a short-term temporary need or that's a long-term opportunity. We have several individuals now that we get to meet, that I get to meet that, we placed them in that job 20 years ago and they're still in that role. So we spend time with the job seekers and we really get to know, what kind of money they're needing to make, if they're willing to travel, what kind of skills they have. And again, we just get to become their agent and match them up with the companies that we serve. So I love it. We get to spread a lot of hope to people. We get to help a lot of people down on their luck. Sometimes people are just underemployed, Mark. They're not happy in their role. They know they're supposed to be earning more money. They're not using their gifts or their talents. And they get to stay working, focused on what they're doing to earn a paycheck. And we get to go out on their behalf and find them their next opportunity. So it makes their life easier too, And then likewise with the companies that we serve, they get to focus on making their product or doing their service. And we get to go out on their behalf and recruit for them. So it's a win-win for everyone. We interview anywhere between 300 and 400 people every single week. So we're meeting people at all different ages and stages in their job journey. And yeah, it's a matchmaking service. It's exactly what it is.
It was funny when you came in this morning and I was introducing you to Annie Lutchman, our newest hire. Actually, she's going on a month now. And you're like, yeah, I know her. And she was employed at some point or transitioned or something. It's kind of funny. It's like, yeah, I've worked with him. And she goes, oh, yeah, Michael's a great guy. And you talked about some of the former bosses and such. You mentioned, did you say the word C-suite?
Yeah.
Is that like an executive position?
Correct. Yeah. So CFOs, COOs, executive spaces, sometimes it's shared. We have a team that specializes in those kinds of jobs. Typically a company will contact us or we'll be engaging with them and Maybe they have a senior leader that's retiring. So now we're tasked with learning about that position and the skills, qualities, and experience it takes for that position to be successful. And then we go out into the market, into the community, and we find that person that matches those skills, qualities, and experience. And then we marry the two, right? We introduce the two. They get to meet one another. Sometimes it's a good fit right away. Other times we go back to the drawing board and that individual has to interview a couple places. But we're very successful in what we do because this is all we focus on. You know, companies and individuals, right? It's hard to navigate a lot of times if you're looking for a job. You know, that's how I got to Express. 6 years ago, I was in retail management and I was burnt out. I was at the end of my ropes. I was working 70, 80 hours a week a lot of times. But I didn't have time to go out and look for work. I was thankful and fortunate. My mentor knew about Express because he's friends with Jim Britton, who's our owner, and he set us up an appointment. And obviously the rest is history. I've been with them ever since. But had I not had that opportunity, you know, I would have been left to the Indeeds or the internet. And, you know, it doesn't always work as easy and smoothly when you're looking for a new career.
And is there a contact phone number for you or for Express Employment Professionals that somebody can easily write down or call the station, then we can give it to them?
Sure. 217-528-3000 is the line at the office. 217-528-3000. And then we have a website. It's just expresspros.com. We also have an app now. So on the iPhone and the Android, you can download the app. And there'll be some of our jobs on there. Some of our jobs are confidential. We're working with that company on a contingency basis. And, you know, it's a confidential placement, so it may not be on the website. I always just say call 217-528-3000.
217-528-3000. If you're driving or you can't remember that, just call the station. We'll give you that information. I know we covered a lot of topics and we didn't get to do enough shout outs on Rachel, but RLTJewelry.com. We interviewed her last Tuesday during Testimony Tuesday, and she has a jewelry ministry, a keepsake ministry to remember that loved one or to celebrate the birth of a child or different things that will be a keepsake that you can hold on to. RLTJewelry.com. And then stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org. You're going to learn all about the First Lady Ministry, ministering to pastors' wives throughout our area. Our first gathering is Tuesday, April 2nd, and we have the beloved Rachel Kramer of the Kramers. You're going to love her. She's going to be a phenomenal first speaker, and we're lining up the next 6 months of different speakers. So be praying up the First Lady Ministry. And if you're a pastor's wife, or you know that this is something your pastor's wife would love to be a part of, it's going to be a diverse group of women from all ages that we just want to pour into. We want to encourage, equip, and empower them in their high calling. So find out more at greatnewsradio.org, also WLUJ.org. Well, thank you, Michael. We covered a lot of things, but appreciate the work you're doing for Express Employment Professionals, being that matchmaker for many people that are looking for gainful employment, and yet also serving as the chairman of the board of the Salvation Army here in Springfield, and then the many different community things that you're engaged with. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Michael Thomas with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.